This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hello, podcast completists. Well, there's no other way to get that little endorphin rush that accompanies checking an item off your list than by listening to this transmission I've intercepted from an alternate dimension. By which I mean, this recording of demi-imaginative humans, all of whom are wrestling with the specter of what their lives could have been had they gone into finance. I myself am putting the finishing touches on this environmental mitigation garment, which, no, might not need quite so many scarves, but a world without draping is not a world I want to live to witness. What's this for? Well, after being confronted with the internet outcry, aka one tagged comment, albeit with an attached animated image of Ethan Hawke raising his hand in Dead Poets Society, I've decided it's time to venture outdoors to find out what the hell happened to Trisha. Keep in mind, listeners, one internet comment set this in motion, and one internet comment can shut it down. I'm listening. In the meantime, the 40-minute recording of seagulls fighting over an oyster lost the coin toss, so I guess it's another round of this. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Over 5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast documenting our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Also, the fragmenting is happening, and much more importantly, we got an email from someone named Blair Kenny who said we were allowed to use their name on the podcast, but they have yet to let us know if it's all right for us to use it off of the podcast. And I was really good all week about not saying Blair Kenny when we were recording, but I guess we'll just have to find out how my co-host did. Speaking of my co-host, I am joined, as always, by Talbot, the talking badger. Talbot, how you doing? Still with us? Great. Yeah, still no badger talk. So, honestly, you could have been saying Blair Kenny all week, and I would have no idea. Oh, and I'm also joined by another badger, a badger head on a jacked strongman body, Flex Mulligan?
Yeah, that's right, Flex Mulligan. Me, Chunt the Badger, is a head on top of a body making Flex Mulligan.
Why does your voice do that when you say your name?
I'm just having some fun. Just trying out some new voices. You know, new body, new voice. You've heard the expression.
New body, new voice?
Yeah, you know, sometimes in Foon, if someone morphs into something else, if someone loses or gains weight, a lot of times they'll try and, you know, adopt a new personality, change their voice, maybe get a new name. So that's what I'm doing.
I have heard the expression, new body, who dis.
Okay. Yeah, that's why you ask. You see someone and you say, well, that's a new body, who dis? And then they say either their former name or their new name. And then you know.
Yeah, because you know what? It's one of those things where it's like, I'm not good with names, but my body remembers.
Arnie, can I ask, do I look like a Flex Mulligan? Or more of like a Flex Manning?
You look kind of like a Flex Luthor.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. Maybe I shave off all my fur?
On your head?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that's exactly. I don't know why I was confused by my own thing.
Because it might be a little disconcerting that I have, you know, soft black and white fur fuzz on my head, and then my body is hairless and jacked.
Sure.
And decomposing.
Yeah. That's true. The dead body that you've attached your badger head to is not doing well. I mean, for it being several weeks dead, it's doing pretty well, but it's still decomposing.
Yeah. Oh, boy, it's noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not responding as well as it was. I'm really dragging ass over here.
Yeah, I mean, literally. I mean, there's just...
That's noticeable, too?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A lot of pus coming out. Ooh.
It's real gross.
This old bod, she ain't what she used to be.
Yeah, speaking of an old bod, I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Oh, names. Names that, if uttered aloud, would most assuredly rain down a torrent of frogs and other amphibians.
Okay.
No, no follow-up? Usually you have a follow-up question to that little part of it.
No, I mean, honestly, I hate to admit it. I got distracted because I was thinking, when you said names, I started thinking about Blair Kenny again.
Oh, yes. Oh, so was I. It's all I can think about all week, waiting to get on the podcast so I can say that name.
And you, sir, when you say frogs and other amphibians, what all falls under that umbrella? Newts?
Newts, for sure.
Mud honeys?
Uh-huh, mud honeys. Yep, that's the third one.
Salamanders?
I think so, yeah.
Toads?
Toads, yeah. Oh, yeah, toads. Yeah, don't forget toads.
What else?
You know all of them.
I like that you're so cautious about defining what an amphibian is when really
it could be anything. Well, I think an amphibian can define for itself what it is.
That's fair. That is very fair. Usidore, I wanted to talk to you about something a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we were talking about how when you meet your purpose, you'll die. You'll go away.
Ah, yes.
And you think maybe it's defeating the Dark Lord or maybe it's something else. I'm starting to get a little worried. Like, could you maybe stop doing things?
Absolutely not. I will do as many things as I wish to do, as is my purview. And I should ease your concerns. I appreciate as a friend that you're worried that I might die when I complete my purpose in this world. But, you know, when wizards die in this way, it's sort of like, imagine getting on a great raft. Okay. And floating upwards towards one of the moons, and then living on the moon for the rest of your life, and then turning into the moon, and then becoming full of wrath. And once your wrath is full, becoming a moon that crashes back into the planet. My afterlife will be somewhat like that.
So a raft full of wrath?
A raft full of wrath, yes, exactly.
But I'll miss you.
Oh, that's very nice. I'll miss you too. But I'll be a pure angelic being of light, living beyond your understanding in a form you'll never be able to see or comprehend.
Wow. Usidore, can I ask, you said when a wizard dies, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. What does it sound like when a wizard dies?
Well, there's a lot of different sounds.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's splat.
Okay.
If something heavy falls on a wizard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, other times, like a piano or a safe?
Yes, exactly. Other times it's... Zunes, I have been struck through with an obsidian blade capable of murdering a wizard, and now I shall die. Oh, lo, heaven's gates, open for me here, ope thine gilded doors so that I may become a pure being of light, shaped like a moon, who shall someday, filled with wrath, crash back into Foon.
It's a very specific sound. So it's either splat or that. Those are the two options?
Splat or
those
that.
Are the two.
Splat or that.
Well, I gotta say, though, it gives me some comfort to hear that really long answer that reminds me you're not going to accomplish your purpose anytime soon. Whatever it is.
How dare you?
Whatever
How
it may
dare
be.
You? Now, that's not true at all, because I'm always very focused, except for this week I took off, had some time for myself, and I've been very concerned that we are doing this show called Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We've been doing this for a long time, and for quite some time we have not been in a tavern. And I don't want to be called a liar. So I, inside the tiny apartment that is inside mine wizard's hat, I have converted it into a tiny tavern.
Oh.
So anytime you guys want to meet me where I'm at, after the shattering's over, we can get inside my hat, have a drink, inside the tiny tavern in my hat.
Could you go into the tiny tavern in your hat now so we could see
what
it's
like?
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Here
we go.
Ooh, you hate to hear that sound.
Oh, that's not the sound of a wizard dying, by the way.
Okay.
Because that's definitely would have been more of a splat.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, yeah.
See, I'm inside the hat. I've got a tiny beer.
I guess I thought he was going to bring the rune with him so we could see it.
Wait a second, what the fuck? He still has a hat on. He's inside his own hat, but he still has the hat on?
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, what's happening? I'm scared.
It's a hat on a hat.
Oh, yes, I have to have a tiny hat that I keep inside of my bigger hat. Can't that's go like, around without a hat.
That's a hat in a hat, Arnie.
Oh, you're right. The hat in the hat.
There's a little tiny wizard inside his own hat with a little tiny tavern with a hat on his head. Little tiny wizard in a hat, on a hat, in a hat, splat, or that. Hashtag splatter that.
Yeah.
What a lovely song. I don't know what to call the tavern, though. I want to give it a name. I could call it the New Vermilion Minotaur, but they might be building one of those already in New Hogsfacer.
How about Hattie B's?
Hattie B's? Why would I call it Hattie B's?
Blue for short is B.
Oh, yes.
Hat. Boy. Ooh,
this conversation gives me more comfort that Usador, you're going to fucking live forever.
Oh, you would be lucky to have a wizard as great as Usador always astride this Foon where he can bring peace and joy to all of those who so desperately need it.
Oh, I got it. Brimmen Brew.
Ooh, I love that. Brimmen
That's
Brew.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. But I actually wanted to reach out to someone at Hogsfacer to see if I could call it the New Vermilion Minotaur. So I already reached out to our old friend Gianessa.
Oh, the former sheriff of Hogsface?
That's right, that's right. And I asked her to join us here today. I'll punch her up on the rune now. Gianessa, can you hear us?
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah,
oh,
we
yes.
can hear you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something special.
Is it?
Is. What in the hell is going on?
Well, you know, during season 3, we've been traveling around Foon and adventures and trying to defeat the Dark Lord. And we got sidelined a little bit with the shattering.
The breaksies.
The breaksies.
The fragmenting.
Anyway, I have decided to open a tavern inside mine hat. And I know that you're at Hogsfacer, where they're rebuilding the town. And I was just wanting to know, are they building a new Vermilion Minotaur there?
Well, that's the plan. The plan is to redo... A lot of stuff that got torn down and,
blown up. Kinda.
Don't know if you guys know who did that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. That was us. Yeah, we did that. We did that. It was great. It was a really epic, awesome feat where I did call out a secret name and hellfire did come down from the very sky and destroy all of Hogsface, nearly killing the Baron, my great enemy, and my other great enemy, Dripfang. But they both escaped and started their own evil podcast, which I will never listen to.
But, Gianessa, we should mention we did leave a note on the ruins of the tavern just apologizing. So I don't know if that blew away or if people saw that, but we are very sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that blew away.
Yeah.
And we helped everyone escape. No, I don't think anyone died. Did anyone die?
I didn't find any bodies. And if anyone was going to find bodies, it would have been me.
They might have blown away, to be fair.
Yeah, you're very hard working. You've been back to the rubble that was Hog's Face?
Yes, of course. What else am I supposed to do? I feel like all I do is pick up after men. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be mean, but men are fools. Did anybody think to put a rock on top of the note so that maybe it wouldn't blow away?
You know, if I'm being honest, as soon as I set it down, it did blow away. And I did think, like, oh, shoot. But then I didn't do anything about it because I was like, meh.
We were kind of busy saving everybody in Hog's Face, and I'm sure we...
And all the food on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
sure.
Right. Did you guys ever hear me say how busy I was when I was trying to break your asses out of... Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
No, you've saved us many times. We're all doing our best.
Everybody's just doing their best. You're right. I'm sorry. Not all men or whatever, but, you know, the thing is, guys, to answer your question, Usador, we are working on rebuilding the Vermilion Minotaur, but the thing is, everything's rubble.
Well, I could cast a spell on the rubble to give it little tiny wings, but then you wouldn't have anything to put on top of your notes.
Right. And then the notes are gone, and then that's a whole nother... Oh, jeez. And then if everything had wings, would it mean that mortar wouldn't work if we tried to bind the pieces of rubble to form walls?
No, it would probably still stick together, but it would have wings on it, and it'd be trying to fly away, and it'd be very sad.
Yeah. Can you guys think of things that have wings that don't fly? I can think of one. Two. One of them's a chicken.
What's the other one?
A different chicken?
It's a feminine hygiene product. No, but I'm sure there's a lot of things that... I don't know varieties of chicken. Does it count for different varieties of chicken that don't fly, or just we just say chickens don't fly?
I mean, it feels like you're probably sort of cheating if you're naming different varieties of chicken. But I gotta say, if you are familiar with a lot of different varieties of chicken, that's impressive in its own way.
I know, yeah. I know chicken, and I know a Cornish hen.
Oh, yeah. There's also roosters. And when you get into chickens, there's also the subsect. There's spicy chickens. There's original recipe chickens.
Oh.
All which have their own different attitudes.
There's tall, long-neck chickens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ani, I think you said they're called ostriches on your world.
I'll say yes. Yep, I don't, because I want to drill down into that.
Personally, I put those under the umbrella of chicken.
Sure.
Would we agree that any animal with feathers and wings is a chicken?
I love birds. It's a well-documented fact that I love birds. I would say that any bird that doesn't fly is a chicken.
Birds is the word that I was confusing for chicken. I'm so tired.
It's all right.
So wait a minute. Usador, based on your logic, you're saying penguins is chickens?
Penguins is chickens.
Okay.
Because that's where the colloquial use of chicken comes from.
And colloquial is what they use to reproduce, right?
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Most birds.
Now, they're just afraid to fly. They all could. They just don't.
Cowards.
They're chickens.
That's relatable, though. You guys maybe don't understand that, but I feel like that's what a lot of being a woman is if you have the power to fly, but you're bogged down, you know.
Well, you're now helping rebuild Hog's Face. This is your opportunity to make it in the image that you wish. How would you change Hog's Face to make it the way you wish it to be?
Thank you for asking me that. And actually, I believe that change comes from within. Also, I'm up for election, so spread the word.
Oh.
Thank you for setting me up for this. I believe that change comes from within. The problem in Hog's Face is that there's nothing to be inside of.
Uh-huh.
So it's like...
Yeah.
Where does change come from?
Mm-hmm.
Me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also, can I just say, one, congratulations, and two, what are you running for?
Well, I'm running for any and all offices that have been vacated, which is all of them. Sheriff is an electable position, but I want to do more. I want to be more to the people of Hog's Face, even, former Hog's Facer. It's still hard to get used to. But I want to be more, you know. I want to do as much as I can to be an agent of change. The thing is, can I be real frank with you guys? How many of our townspeople are full-on idiots?
Oh.
Cool. I'm definitely one. Usador's two. Arnie's three. Well,
I'm not technically. I'm from another world.
Which, by the way, I'm going to work on getting you voting rights.
Oh, so that I can vote for you?
Well, I would have to be elected first before you could vote for me.
So and I'm an undecided
There goes
voter.
That kind gesture. Forget it. You thought it was just for political gain? Very rude.
So are you running against anyone? Is Mayor Manana still around? And I assumed he was still the mayor.
Mayor Manana is... I don't know. Is it rude to call him Mush?
It's... I mean, normally I would say yes, but he's gotta have rotten so much.
Can I just say I have a certain affinity for Mayor Manana? So if anything, can we just turn him into Manana bread? Yeah, just making the best out of a bad situation. Does that make sense?
That absolutely makes sense.
Thank you.
Waste not, want not.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose if you baked him into a cute little loaf and then put a little pair of pajamas on that loaf of bread, I could still love him the same way I always have.
I mean, I hope that happens for you, Usador. I hope that happens for you. I don't want anyone... There is no reason that anyone should be sent into the great beyond or... trash.
Now, has anyone mentioned to you, since you're running for all of the offices,
yes,
that it's hard to vote for you because then you'd have to do all of the work, which it sounds like you're already doing.
I pretty much have been already doing that for my entire existence. I think one of the things that I did before, which worked against me, was first, obviously, disguise myself as a man for the first 5 years of my career, and then secondly, disguise myself as a man again for a long time. And I did a lot of talking about my own fictional penis, and that mm-hmm. didn't work for me as much as we'd hoped. But also the thing that didn't work for me is I didn't take credit for any of the things that I had done. So now when people are like, who should I vote for? And whether you're voting at the top of the ballot or down ballot, it's all my name is there everywhere, but people are like, but who is she really? What has she done?
Who is that? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you've been disguised once as a man and then a second time as a man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running for mayor, have you considered disguising yourself as a man, Nana?
Oh, that's a good... No, you know what? I flirted with that idea just when you said it, but I need to stand on my own. And I need to say I identify as a woman, and if you want a new, better hog's facer, then you need to finally stop being assholes and vote for an actual woman.
And I'll also say, I'll add in just my perspective, Manigan was fun. Manigan, there was a certain charm to it. It's sort of a classic. We enjoy watching Manigan. Manigan 2, I don't know if that needs to be done, you know, because Manigan's such a classic. Why make Manigan 2? Does that make sense?
Sometimes the original thing is perfect. You don't have to
yes,
go back to it.
Exactly.
I understand
exactly
what you're saying.
Seems like a cash grab.
It does.
Gianessa, I think you should be yourself as mayor. And I guess even in Foon, sometimes it's difficult because women don't get the respect that they deserve. I mean, they fucking made a banana mayor of Hogsface. Probably because his name was Manana. It's like, this is a banana, but it's a man, Mayor Manana.
Right. I think the funny thing about that is not a lot of people know this about that mayoral election is that there were 14 human women that ran against Mayor Manana. And the people, like I said, not so swift maybe all the time, people said, I would rather vote for a banana mayor than any one of these supremely qualified female candidates.
To be fair, though, that sash is just so tiny.
It's little.
But I swear this to you, Gianessa. If you win this election, I shall use all of my great magical power to grow that sash to full woman size.
Thank you so much. And full woman size, P.S., means... You know, here's the thing. If a woman is over a standard size 6, it's technically plus size. So full woman size is a loaded phrase anyway. But yes, make the sash not so goddamn tiny.
I apologize. I mean, normal woman size? I just mean your size. I'll make it fit you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, and Usador, remind me, what's a normal woman?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's okay. I understand I'm throwing some things at you that maybe a lot of times don't get thrown at you. It's fine. Here's each one, teach one. And in this case, each me, teach three.
And Arnie, I should say, because you might be confused when Gianessa mentioned this, a loaded phrase is a regular phrase, but it has butter, sour cream, and chives on it.
Mmm, that makes sense to me.
Sounds delicious. So I hear a lot of talk about what's going to happen after I'm elected, if, right?
Yeah.
But here's what I need to know. Will you three, two, Arnie, I don't know if you're going to be able to vote before I can change things.
Sure.
But can I get a verbal agreement here that the two of you are... Chunt, can you vote?
Yeah, I can vote once as Chunt and once as Flex Mulligan.
Well, don't tell me that. I don't want to know about kind of any election tampering.
Of course. Wink, wink. I'll just vote once, wink. By mail, wink, wink, wink.
Oh, brother.
Oh, I really hope this isn't a scandal that dive bombs your election prospects.
Arnie, when a man votes, what they call it is voting by mail.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that helps rig the election.
I don't want to rig the election, is the thing. I want to win fair and square. I'm largely unopposed for most of the categories. If I lose, something is seriously wrong.
It'll be all write-ins, right?
Yes.
What is your, can I ask, if we can, the two or maybe the three of us can help you, what is your platform, or do you have like a campaign slogan we can help create for you, or do you have one already?
I don't have one. That's, geez, oh man. I've been so busy just kind of rolling up my sleeves and getting to work that I forgot I don't ever wear sleeves. Oh, geez, I'm already struggling.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should take a quick break, but then when we come back, the full power of our public relations machine shall go into effect for Gianessa.
Woo!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, so now that we're back from the break, Blair Kenny, and also Gianessa, what can we do to help your campaign? Because I honestly, of all the people that I have met in Hog's Face, you really are the hardest working, most effective person I ever met.
Wow, thank you so much. I came in here kind of pissed at you guys, and I'm sorry. I came in hot. But look, I want people to know what I stand for, right? I stand for truth, stand for integrity, honesty, which is, I think, lacking. No offense, Manana. But I think mostly I want people to know that I don't just work for me. I'm doing work that helps everybody. So if you three have ways I can personally help you, let me know. And, well, Chunt, you're pretty good at jingles. Think of one.
Yeah. Okay.
Not right now, necessarily. Usador, what were you about to say?
I was thinking about those qualities in you, your honesty, your integrity, and I was trying to think of some pithy phrase that would help everyone in the town know how wonderful you are, and I thought of this as a slogan. Shut up and vote for me. What do you think?
It's straightforward. It's...
And if I may put my spin on it, maybe it's a bit of a jingle, and it's shut up and vote for me.
Wow.
Ooh.
I feel like that is catchy, but it will be very popular, but only one time, and we'll never hear another version of it again.
We might hear it at weddings all the time, but that's about it.
Yes.
What if it was something like, shut up, now tell me that you are gonna vote for me.
Really stumble over the words there.
I know. Well, look, this is just coming to me.
Meter is hard.
Meter is hard. Here's the thing I like about shut up and vote for me, which is a call to action and a command.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it tells the people exactly what I want from them, which is for them to shut up. And then also, you know, at the same time, or they could shut up permanently and vote for me as many times in different elections as they want.
Well, I also thought of a second backup phrase in case you didn't like that, or if you want to use them interchangeably. How about, let's roll up our sleeves and get it done, since I'm not wearing any.
Oh, what if, can we throw a second sleeves on there? Just because I'm not wearing any, as a woman leaves that, I feel like that leaves a lot.
Yes, I'm not, okay, I see what you're saying, Roll up your sleeves, because I'm not wearing any sleeves.
You don't have to have sleeves to roll them up, .. Shut up and vote for me.
Yeah.
That's it. That's better.
You can also say that you believe in bare arms.
Now, sorry. I'm sorry. I have to go on a tangent here. I absolutely believe in bare arms. Some people say that bears don't have arms, and I know that they do. I've seen them. I've seen bears. They have arms. End of story.
You're right.
Sorry, I'm getting so upset.
Wait, don't bears just have legs?
Oh, how dare... Goddess says, damn it. How dare you, Arnold? I should destroy you right now for saying such a foolish thing.
Yeah, if anything, the bears you've met have had wheels.
Usador, you get so worked up whenever we don't agree about bearing arms.
Arnie, you dumb fuck.
Oh, that was out. No, sorry. No,
sorry.
No. He was talking
sorry,
to me.
You can go.
He was talking to me.
Arnie?
Mm-hmm.
If my purpose was to come here not to defeat the Dark Lord, but to convince you that bears have arms, then so be it. I shall die for this cause.
Well, wait. Doesn't that mean, just based on what we talked about, that, Arnie, you can't ever fully believe, then, that bears have arms? Because won't he die when he completes his purpose?
That's right. He'll complete his purpose. That's the problem with people who believe in bear arms, is that they feel it so much. They just believe it so much. It's like, I think they're bear legs, but I don't believe it so much that it's not like the top thing I'm concerned with.
Right. And Usador, is that the hill you're willing to die on? Literally.
I mean, I don't even know if that's really my purpose, and I'm really willing to die on pretty much any hill. I just know that there's a hill somewhere out there for me to die on.
Hold on. Let's name hills and you tell us if you die on them.
Okay.
Blueberry.
Uh-huh.
Benny.
Definitely.
Drew.
Hank?
What?
Hank.
Ah, yeah.
House on Haunted.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine, yeah. I would die on any of these hills.
Do you know the hill where everyone goes and they tie their little ropes into knots? Do you know Notting Hill?
Oh, yes, I know that. I'm familiar.
Would you
die on that one? Yeah.
Would you die on Faith Hill?
Uh-huh. I don't think she'd care for it, but sure.
She's still the one. GNS, I will say, I love everything we've come up with. But if I know politics at all, which I don't really, you have to also go on the offensive. So maybe, is there some sort of smear campaign we can do against Mayor Manana?
Oh.
I don't want to smear a manana anywhere. Gross.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Is there anyone else you're running against? You're running for many, many offices, so I assume there must be at least one other contender in this race. So what about Dog Catcher? Is there someone running for Dog Catcher?
Oh, I didn't want to run for Dog Catcher. There is someone running, but I didn't want to run for that post because I don't... Oh. I think they should be free.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. When you get elected, you should eliminate the position of Dog Catcher.
Ooh, okay. What else should I do when I'm elected? I love that. I love when people agree with my ideas.
Yes. Oh, well, I think you have many wonderful ideas, and I'm definitely, since I didn't say this explicitly before, Giannis, I am voting for you. I will definitely return home and wait and vote because I believe it's one of the most important things that we can do. To make sure that our local officials are duly elected, and then I shall take a knee before our king or queen, who was selected divinely by the goddesses.
Thank you for being willing to go through all of that. A lot of people think, you know, maybe I just won't show up. My vote doesn't matter because royalty is already put into place by the goddesses. But the thing is, it does, and that's what down-ballot voting is all about. Am I a king or queen? Absolutely not. Is my blood royal? No, it's barely got anything good in it. However,
what's in your blood?
I'm not sure. I have a lot of Something happened the other day. I cut myself, and you guys, it came out bright blue, and that was messed up.
Oh, if you're a blue blood, you might be royalty.
Oh. Oh, Janessa. Holy God. This. Holy goddess.
Janessa, do you know much about your childhood? Like who raised you?
Well, the town raised me. I was born into... Let me think about this. What the tales my mother used to tell me. When I was born, I slept on a cloud for the first 3 years of my life. Maybe there's something there.
Huh. Seems different than most babies.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't think babies usually sleep on clouds. It seems like maybe you're some sort of divine angelic being. Not unlike a wizard, possibly. I don't know. There are many magical, wonderful creatures in Foon. Perhaps you are one of them.
Perhaps. I'll have to do some digging. My mother was a human woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that much, so I'm not all celestial being. That's a good place to start right there, is that I'm at least half human.
That's relatable.
Did she hang out with a lot of, like, bulls or geese?
Bulls or geese?
There are some divine creatures who take the form of an animal. They sire children who are then considered to be half deities themselves.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to ask. I don't know if this counts, but I know my one great uncle was a werepanther.
Oh.
Yeah, that counts. I think that counts.
Now, you didn't seem to respond to your mother hanging out with geese, but did she hang out with chickens? Because that might be geese.
Oh, my God, you're right. By Lord. Here's the thing. What if it was a goose or several geese, but we just thought they were chickens and dismissed them?
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible. Geese don't have to fly. Chickens are too afraid.
Right. Cowards.
Look, I hate to pry, but if we're going to back you in this political arena, we've got to do a deep background check.
Oh,
you know?
Because you're a birther?
Whoever you're running against, whether it's a banana or something else, is going to try to dig this stuff up.
Gentlemen, keep an eye on your mailbags, because I will get to the bottom of this. I need to know.
My balls?
What? Your mailbags? Yes. What? How do you receive the post? Does it go directly into your scrotum?
Yeah, exactly. Your ball. You think your balls are your scrotum?
I don't know. Are they? You guys tell me. It's the one area I'm lacking in information from when I did DRAM. All those years, I never fully understood testicles.
Well, no, I think, Gianessa, you were correct. I think Arnie was confused.
Oh, okay.
You think the bag is the testicles?
Did I say that? I don't even know. Look, I just wanted to say balls.
Arnie, if I'm elected, you can say balls whenever you want, okay?
You've got my vote.
It's not legal, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm a one-issue voter, and that's mine.
So maybe we can use this to our advantage. So maybe your slogan is chicken run, ?
Explain to me why.
Because you might be part chicken, and you're running for office, but we don't know if you're chicken, so we have to put a question mark.
Well, but I think that's taking several leaps in logic. Just because I don't know who my father is, and it may or may not be a goose, that doesn't immediately mean I should run on the platform of perhaps being a chicken.
Fair. So I guess you don't want to hear I'm hatching a plan?
Oh, damn.
That's pretty good.
Damn it.
Pretty good.
Can I still use that?
Yeah, of course. It's all yours. And we haven't asked. You asked us to verbally sort of confirm we're voting for you. Who are you voting for?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm going to vote for me in all of them. Do you know one thing I've always wanted to do is go into a place and find where my name is written and then poke a little hole next to where my name is written. I've always wanted to do that. I will do it several times on the same day, and that's going to be so much fun for me. And I hope other people do it, but mostly... If everyone in Hogsfacer writes in a different name, I feel like I'm still good. Mm-hmm. You three, well, two, and then me. And then if every other fool writes in a different name, I still have a good fighting chance.
I think you have a very good chance. I think, especially since you've been there during this time of turmoil and unrest and have helped people find a new home, even though it apparently, according to you, none of these places have walls yet. I think they'll look towards you and say, let's give her a chance.
Boy, I hope so. I do hope so, because here's the thing. I understand the justice system from the inside. I have a very specific understanding of what goes on in the jails and the dungeons. I want to change many of the things that I've seen. And I think more than anyone else, I know how to build things piece by piece and put them back together. I took a great interest in that. And I'm a terrific shot with a longbow.
Oh.
I've got a lot of things in the plus category. Plus, I'm stacked like a brick shithouse. Don't know if you guys know. But the thing is, that doesn't matter.
No, it certainly does not. I'm more interested in your stance on dungeon reform, which I think we desperately need. It's so easy to just walk into those places and run out with a treasure chest instead of, like, clasping someone in irons, you know? It's ridiculous. We desperately need dungeon reform.
Couldn't agree more. Now, that's the thing. That's why I'm talking to you guys, because I want to know what matters. I want to know what makes y'all tick.
Well, I mean, I got to say, you know, it's not the most important thing, but seeing someone do a cool bow and arrow trick is always awesome. If I saw that, like, right before I voted, I'd be like, whoa, I'm voting for that person.
Yes, I don't know if he's rebuilt it yet, but there used to be a great hall where you could see music and all sorts of acts in Hog's Face, and Arsenio ran it. So if you go to Arsenio's hall and you do your longbow trick, I'm sure that's going to help you get elected.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to. If it's not still there, I'm going to rebuild it and go there first.
Usador, and I'm sorry, I know this is a sort of side tangent, but what are all the halls you think she could be elected in?
Oh,
I can help out as well if you
need.
Yes,
please.
Well, there's Scott Hall, there's Anthony Michael, what else? I'm done.
You know the one hall where they go full on? Monty Hall?
Oh, yes.
Yes, the full Monty.
I also like the halls of Mentholyptus.
Oh, good one.
Is that the one you go in and you've been miserable all day and then you walk in there and you feel better but only slightly?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very temporary.
Yeah.
But do you know what I think is the most important hall for Gianessa to remember?
What?
That's the Hall of Justice. For you have been a proponent of fairness and equality and good, better lives for all the peoples of Hog's Face, and you shall continue to be that person, whether you are elected or not. But if you remind people of those good qualities about yourself, I am most assured that they shall see the good sense in hiring you, electing you into these positions.
Well, Usador, you said something very important, which is hiring, which is really what it would be. I mm-hmm. want to be hired by the people. I want to represent the people, and I want to make sure that some of them get to be a little smarter. But that's... Everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a reason to be a human being and to be able to live their life. And I want to know, if I'm not elected, who would fight for that more? And the answer is no one. Did that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And once you're elected, you will be able to help the people and do the things that need to be done to make Hog's Face safer and more equitable for all, until a king or queen comes and chops off your head.
Yes, and that's definitely something that I am not super excited about.
Can I ask, how often are elections in Foon, of which I know there are a lot, just interrupted by royalty coming and shutting it down?
It's really a coin toss. You know, it's a 50-50. They might show up. Sometimes they don't give a shit.
It really depends on what else is on their docket for the day. You know, everybody's busy. Everybody's got plans. We can't always be head, you know.
I hate to voice it, but Gianessa, I think your biggest concern, and it's a valid one, is that a lot of dumb people, when they go to vote, are probably going to write into that blank spot a rock. Because a rock is fairly popular, you know? It's built pretty well. People like to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, people do. And here's the thing about that. A lot of times people are going to go and they're gonna think about who they want to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be between a rock... And I was going to say a hard place, but I'm not. I'm gentle. I'm kind.
And you're built like a brick shithouse.
I'm stacked like a brick shithouse, guys. I can't help who I am.
So the race is between a rock and a brick shithouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there it is. Yes. And here's the thing. At the end of the day, which one would you rather have more of? Rocks or people who are stacked like a brick shithouse?
No, the latter. Definitely the latter.
Oh, yeah. The latter.
A ladder? So it's a three-way race.
Oh, yeah. What if a ladder were running? I don't know. Ladders are very useful.
God damn it. this is how it happens. This is how
in
it
ladders.
Starts. Because people are going to start saying, oh, I could have a cup of mead with that ladder.
Mm-hmm.
That's a relatable ladder.
Honestly, I've known a few fucking ladders in my life, and they always try and climb their way to the top.
That's what I was going to say. They're climbers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Untrustworthy.
Mr. Ladder. I'd vote for him.
Jeez.
Oh, Arnie, you dumb fuck.
No.
Sorry. No. When is the election, by the way? How soon do we have to have our votes in?
It's a fortnight.
Ah, I'd love a good fortnight.
I don't know when that is.
That's, Arnie, that's 2 weeks, bud. Just 2 weeks.
I don't know when that is either.
2 weeks?
Weeks, yeah. That's the one that's...
I can do it. Arnie, it's two more episodes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what a fortnight is, you fucking noob?
Ugh.
I'm gonna no-scope you, you fucking noob. So Giannessa, maybe we should go through a test run of what's going to happen with you and probably a rock or a ladder in the debates. Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
So Giannessa, Hawk's face was destroyed by three devilishly handsome people. And what is the first thing you would like to rebuild in Hawk's Facer?
That's easy. The answer is quite literally buildings.
We
need to start somewhere. Buildings seem like the safest, best bet, right? Everyone needs shelter. It is a part of the human being's existence. You need a roof over your head, right?
Of course. And speaking of roofs, there's rumor that you slept on a cloud. How do we know you were even born in Foon?
I was born in Foon, and here's how you know. My mother said the screaming was so great that you could hear it, but not outside of the gates of Foon. You couldn't hear it outside of our borders. So, Arnold, you mentioned earlier that you're a birther. My mother said only the people of Foon could hear the screaming, but that it was tremendously loud to those who could.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, I came out sideways. One leg, one arm.
Your poor mother.
Should I play the ladder?
Yes, please play the ladder, Usador. I want someone who can really give me a go.
All right, give me a question, then.
Mr. Ladder, how many rungs do you have?
Well, it's Dr. Ladder. I didn't go to laddering school for 6 years for no reason.
Well, you have my vote.
What?
Sorry, I'm just playing a moderator.
That's not what a moderator does. And when did this ladder become a doctor? That seems unfair. I'm questioned about my birth, my natural-born citizenship, and you just get to proclaim you're a doctor?
Well, in my backstory that I came up with, I went to laddering school for 6 years, and I think that gives me the right to be called Dr. Ladder.
So you had to go to school to learn how to be a ladder. You weren't already one? Something fishy there.
Wait a second.
That's gotcha
journalism.
Are
you not really a ladder?
No, I was always a ladder. I just learned to be a better ladder. Look, this has no parallels with a wizard going to wizarding school. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Dr. Ladder, if that is your real name,
how many rungs do
you have?
I have 7.
Checks out.
Dr. Ladder, what do you have to say about, clearly you were married, got divorced, and remarried.
Clearly.
And your new wife's son is accused of embezzling money. What do you have to say about your stepladder?
Giannessa, you gotta be jumping in on this. Is what's gonna happen at these debates. People are gonna be drawn to this charismatic ladder, and even though you're the person that would be the best for the job, people are gonna start forgetting that you're in there because they're just so into this ladder.
Look, I can't be responsible for the actions of my stepladder.
But here's the thing. Here's what makes me mad. I'm a real candidate in this real race. This is a fictional character that you are both immediately more interested in. And I'm furious. And here's the thing about my political beliefs. When they go low, we go high. But ladders are both of those things, and they're also things in the middle, and so I'm confused. This isn't real, but I'm furious. But if I show anger, then I'm unelectable. So you gentlemen have painted me into a corner, and now one of you's a paintbrush, and I don't know how to beat a paintbrush either.
I mean, you make some very good points, but you're so aggressive about it that I feel like... you're sort of pushing me towards this fictional ladder that we just made up a few minutes
ago. I have to be honest, the ladder has a leg up.
Oh, now listen. If in this world you were to face someone as an opponent who you knew was unqualified, and when people were kind of catering their answers to that person, you were mad about it, wouldn't that make you be a little bit more angry in your delivery?
No, I'd be so angry.
Yes, yes. Wouldn't that be the natural response? Would people chastise you for that?
I suppose not. But I say a lot of stupid shit.
Well,
it's gaff after gaff after gaff with me, and no one seems to give a fuck.
And that's just one of the things that makes Dr. Ladder relatable.
Oh, jeez, oh, jeez, oh, jeez.
As much as I would love to take on this new alternate life of being Dr. Ladder, I believe I have a higher purpose. To die on a hill.
I hope you do. I really hope you do. Wait, not you, Usador. The ladder. I want the ladder to die on a hill. I want you to stay alive.
Oh, no. We're recording this, Giannessa. We cannot have a recording released of you saying you want your competition, even if they're fictional, to die.
Oh, you've done it again. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to release a statement right now, immediately following the last statement I just said that made this whole thing happen. I don't wish for anyone to die, even fictional people I am debating for the purposes of furthering my own political career. I wish everyone would live a happy long life. I just wish people would use common sense when electing their public officials. Is that okay? Shut up.
I think that's a very important thing.
Oh, no, no, that was my campaign slogan, wasn't it? Shut up and vote for me?
I think it's very important to make a statement like that, and I would also like to make a statement. I would like to apologize for not doing a character voice as Dr. Ladder, for I am not known for my character voices.
Apology accepted.
Well, I'm just glad that we were able to host this political debate here on the podcast. I know some of these are non-traditional political voices. Some people think that Dr. Ladder is a little bit fringe, but you know what? We should have a forum for Dr. Ladder. I'm kind of the Joe Rogan of Thune.
Wait.
Only in that I'm like super jacked.
I don't know who Joe Rogan is, but here's what I do know. The Ladder is fictional. Please, let's not keep saying that the Ladder is a qualified candidate.
That's what they want you to think.
Oh, gosh.
And I guess, to be fair, even though he's fictional, Dr. Ladder is really leaning against his building plans. So, yeah, I don't know if I would vote for him. So we'll give this to Giannessa. Giannessa, you won this round. You won this mock debate.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I can't believe I just lost on a technicality to a fictional opponent. But I guess
to
I'll take it.
To a fictional ladder.
Yes, yes.
And who knows if the ladder you run against is going to be sentient. They may not talk at all.
So far, there are no other people on the ballot or other ladders. As far as I know, well, maybe one or two. I'd have to really look. I'm running for so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, I can't imagine how frustrating it would be to have conversations with fictional characters and everyone likes the fictional characters better than you. But, you know, you still have a lot to offer, Giannessa.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know how you understand that, but I'm glad you do.
Yeah, I mean, I would get it in theory.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. And I'll take your vote once you're a legalized citizen. Natural citizen. Naturalized?
Arnie, I like you.
Wait, is this Usador or Dr. Ladder speaking?
Dr. Ladder is gone.
Oh, what? What?
Arnie!
Arnie, I like you. Flex, I like you. Giannessa, I like you, and I am definitely going to vote for you.
Thank you so much. Usador, I like and respect you.
Oh, thank you.
John, you really were helpful. Arnie.
Yes?
I feel like you gave in so much faster than anybody else to the latter's whims.
But what I took away from that debate was, though you were pressed by this ladder on all sides, and everyone quickly ran to the ladder's defense, nevertheless, you persisted.
Thank you, yes. Thank you, thank you. I did persist. And I will persist. And that's the thing. Even if I'm not elected, which I, again, can't state clearly enough, should be. Even if I am not, I will continue to do the work I've been doing. Even if I don't get credit for it, because that's kind of my thing.
And someday soon, we shall defeat the Dark Lord, and we shall then return to our home of Hogsfacer, where we shall take our place once again at the new Vermilion Minotaur. Assuming we're still welcome back.
Yes, you're welcome back.
Yes.
Y'all want to hear a joke?
Sure. Yes.
Can I reserve the right to answer after you've told a joke?
Yeah, you can retroactively let me know.
Okay, thank you.
How many doctor ladders does it take to change a candle?
I don't know how many.
Probably just the one.
I knew I didn't want to hear it. I knew it.
Classic.
Have you been listening to recent broadcasts and then writing in your diary, "Not enough lists"? Have they forgotten how comedy works? Well, feast away, Dionysus. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Flex Mulligan, the badger head on top of a decomposing muscle body, was played by classically trained crown jewel of the Australian theatre world, Geoffrey Rush. Rush's other work includes... What's that? Rush bailed? Then who did the voice? I thought he was just the Band-Aid until we found someone credible. We're treating him as permanent so he doesn't torpedo the show. Have you heard what he's okay, okay? On top of a decomposing muscle body was played by Adol Rafai. Gianessa Relcoris, the former sheriff of Old Hogsface, was played by special guest Dana Quercioli. Check out her new podcast, Those Who Ant, wherever you get podcasts. To find her popular line of YouTube makeup tutorials, titled Slap It On, Sister, activate Alexa and say, "Help, I'm ugly." Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Oh, she'll be your sheriff, every goat and tree. This is her election jingle, every note you see. She's talking to you when she says, hopefully, shut up and vote for me. Yeah, shut up and vote for me. It is catchy.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.